Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you've been listening to our show for several years, you've probably heard our occasional interviews with our state's two state-run residential high schools, the Governor's School for Science and Mathematics in Hartsville, and the other, headed up by our next guest, which is currently celebrating its 20th anniversary. Dr. Cedric Adderley is president of the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Adderley, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you so much. It's been great. I wish that I could say I've been a part of the Governor's School for all 20 years, but I've not. I've just completed my fourth year, but certainly the Governor's School has been incredibly successful since the beginning. Even prior to the founding of the residential school, the Governor's School started as a summer program, and because of the success of that summer program, we were granted the residential school in 1999. It's been going strong for the last 20 years.
And of course, just about every business will tell you that the quality of life in their towns where they live, the arts and humanities, are very important to the business community.
Absolutely, I agree. I think that now that we've looked at how creativity and innovation play such a critical role in the development of communities, more people, I believe, are appreciating the value of an arts education, as these students not only excel in their specific art areas, but also have transferable skills for those that choose not to pursue a career in the arts. And because they are creative and because they're innovative, they're able to make transitions that really have an impact upon the growth of communities.
And I know that the school, just as the other Governor's School, is always out there across the state with outreach programs.
Absolutely. Another portion of our mission that many people don't know about is our commitment to serving all the teachers and all the students throughout the state of South Carolina. We have an annual teacher retreat that we just concluded this summer. They came to our campus and spent a week with us. That was offered this summer in creative writing and visual arts.
And I know that at various times during the school year, you have guest artists come to visit the students.
That is very true. This year we had two specific high-level presidential guest artists that visited with us. We brought two world-renowned choreographers to campus for two-day residencies. Both of these residencies included master classes and free public artist talks. The first that we held in the fall was Alonzo King. He was the founder of the Alonzo King Lines Ballet in San Francisco. And during the spring semester, we were very fortunate to have Garth Fagan, founder of Garth Fagan Dance. He's a Tony Award-winning choreographer of the Disney production of The Lion King on Broadway.
And then I know you love it when alumni come back and share their success stories.
Absolutely. We have a number of alumni that have graduated over the course of the time that the school has been open that have become household names, and many of them come back to support us through performances and presentations. This year, we were pleased to have Brandon Michael Hall. He was selected as our 2019 Presidential Alumni Award winner. Many individuals know him from his role in The Mayor, but he's currently starring of the CBS series God Friended Me. So he's done quite well as he moved on from the Governor's School, graduated Juilliard, and moved right into a starring role in network television.
And I suppose being 20 years now, you have some events going on throughout the year to celebrate?
That is true. We're very pleased to have a full calendar of 20th anniversary celebrations. The first of those being our first annual Founders Day convocation. We'll hold that in September as a part of our family weekend celebration. We will have a grand opening and ribbon cutting for our new music building that will open in October. Most people know that music is our largest department, but unfortunately it had the least amount of space. So we will complete the construction of a new music building and have the grand opening and ribbon cutting for that in October. Got a major showcase and fundraiser in Hilton Head, sponsored by our foundation and our Hilton Head Advisory Group. That'll be in November. And another large performance showcase that will feature both students from our residential school as well as alumni in April in Greenville. And, of course, that 20th anniversary celebration will conclude with the commencement ceremony for our 20th graduating class in May of 2020.
Well, Dr. Adderley, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and congratulations again on 20 years.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Cedric Adderley is president of the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.